Our scripture reading for this morning is found in the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. I will wait. It is a familiar text. It is not one that we don't hear very often. It's one, in fact, we hear quite often. And the word reads as thus: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whosoever does not believe stand condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God, one and only Son. If I was to tag this sermon with a title this morning, it would be, It's All About Love. All right. This familiar text is one of the several biblical scriptures we use when evangelizing and ministering to people who do not know Christ or have not accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. We have all, at one time or another, when asked who Jesus is or why do we believe in God, why do we love God, what has God done for us, we've quoted John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only and begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. We have all repeated it to ourselves and from time to time reminded ourselves that, yes, God loves me. And as we have traveled, some of us locally in interstate highways and other places, we have seen signs with John 3:16 on them, on someone's lawn, on a billboard, on a bumper sticker. Yes, it's all about love. As we are in the season of Christmas and a new year that is pending, for some of us, this is a very low time, and even more for some of us, it's a very depressing time. Because some of us miss our loved ones and others of us because we have no one special in our lives to love or to be loved by, while others of us, it's just another day. As Christians and followers of Christ, we should always be in the spirit of the meaning of Christmas, because it is a time when we celebrate and remember the birth of Christ, our Lord and our Savior. There would be no Easter if there was no Christmas. A large part of the world has another view of the meaning of Christmas. For store owners and sellers, toy makers alike, the true meaning of Christmas is about buying and selling. Christmas has become a spending frenzy. The Lord desired that we live a life of goodness and have good things, and that no good thing would be withheld from us. While we are excited about this season and the time of sharing and caring, we should not forget about what Christmas is really about, which is Christ. It's all about love, because you see, Christ is about love. This is a time when we remember the special gift we were given by God the Father, his Son, who believed that he would give his life for us so that we would not perish and have eternal life. And in our remembering, as it has been the tradition of Christians, we express our love and care for our family, for our friends, for our co-workers, for those who have rendered services to us all year long. Even those who may not get a material gift, we should share our happiness of Christ as we wish them happy holidays, as we thank God for Christmas. You know, it's all about love. Most recently, I found myself engaged in a conversation where the dialogue took a turn, and the statement was made that Christmas has become a pagan celebration. My response was, Christmas was never and still isn't a pagan holiday. Many have forgotten, have allowed themselves to be lured into the mindset of consumerism. But for those of us who know the Lord, who have a relationship with the Lord, who has received the Lord as our Lord and Savior, we know that it's nothing pagan about Christmas. Yes, there are those who have tried to make it about other things, more about a man in his red suit and the beautiful decorated tree. But when you are in Christ and remember what the word says, you know it is about the best gift that you will ever receive, and that is Jesus Christ. In our Wednesday night Bible study, we are studying Jesus, the greatest life that ever lived. We have completed the first section of our book, which was about the conception of Christ, the birth of Christ, and the childhood of Christ. It is in the third chapter of this book, which is titled Deity in Diapers, which has held my attention so much that I think about it all the time. I think about how Jesus thought it not robbery to come down from heaven and allow himself to be born into flesh, to be reduced to a physical state of helplessness where someone else had to take care of him. He did it so that he might be available to die on the cross for you and for me. It's all about love. More than 2,000 years ago, it was foretold by the Old Testament prophets that a Savior would come. He would come and give himself as a ransom for our sins so that we would not perish but have eternal life. You see, it's all about love. Here we have the scripture verses that write the prescription for whatever it is that we might need. Not only did Christ come to die for us, he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. He did not come bearing shabby gifts that he picked up at the last moment. He came with a plan. He came with the best gift one could give, life abundantly, healing for sickness, joy for our sorrows, peace for our storm, love when it seemed like no one loved us, forgiveness when we've messed up, unselfishness when we think it's all about us. But you know, it's all about love. He came opening doors, closing doors, feeding folk everywhere. He came with a gift like no other gift. He came with salvation. You see, it's about love. Have you ever loved someone with all your mind and with all your heart, and you give them anything that you have to make them happy? Have you ever loved someone so much that you give them your last dime if you thought it would make them happy? Have you ever loved someone so much that you put your wants and your needs on hold just to make them happy? Well, not only did God the Father, Jesus the Son, and God the Holy Spirit love them that much and more. Yeah. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit loved us so much that they was willing to give it all. Jesus, who represents the Trinity on earth, was willing to give it all. His deity, his heavenly seat, his holy position. Why? It's all about love. Yeah. It's all about love. I love the way Paul expresses it in Philippians 2:6-11. He said, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him in the highest place and gave him the name that about every name, that in the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that he is Jesus Christ the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This verse 16, which is our focus scripture for today's sermon, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. These scriptures were spoken by Jesus himself to Nicodemus. You know Nicodemus, the high priest who came to Jesus at night, because he didn't understand how could he be born again. He didn't understand how could I go back into my mother's womb and be born again. But Jesus said, unless you are born of the Spirit and of water, you shall not be saved. And so as he was unpacking this truth to Nicodemus, he said to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So the first truth I share with you this morning through this scripture is, for God so loved the world. Here we read that God so loved us and was so in love with us that he was drawn to act out of love. God is in so love with us, his creation, that he refused to let sin have us. He did willingly what it would take to restore us to a right relationship with him. God is so in love with us, his children. He gave it all that we might have a relationship with him again. God so loved us, his inheritors of the kingdom of God, that he sacrificed his son to pay the price for our sin, to secure our place in him. I want you to get this morning. This morning, I want you to understand that it's all about love. Over the years, specifically, those of us who are old school, we grew up on music that talked about our love, our expressions of love. The entire genre of the Morehouse R&B sound was about love and what we was willing to do for love. Smokey Robinson said he was willing to have tears of a clown. Diana Ross and the Preen said, stop in the name of love. Wow. The Temptations just wanted us to know that ain't too proud to beg. Right. And now the Five Heartbeats, you know the Five Heartbeats, that movie, they said, got nothing but love for you, baby. And so just one more. Diana Ross and Lionel Richie said, endless love was all about wanting love and wanting to be loved. Here we are. We have God, Yahweh, who is everlasting. We have Elohim, God all by himself. Oh, we have Jehovah, the all-sufficient God, singing his song to us today, every day. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere at all times. He said, whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you want, I supply it. Because you know that ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough. Why? Because I made the mountains, I made the valleys, I made the rivers. Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you want, I can supply it. I can be all that you need and then some. I don't know what Diana Ross and the Supremes were singing about, but I know what God is singing about. He's singing about love. He said, whatever you want, I got it. You need a job, I got it. You need your good health, I got it. Whatever you need. I'm all sufficient. I'm everywhere. I know everything. I know everybody. Whatever you need, I can bring it to you. Because that's who we serve. That's who we serve, a God who says it's all about love, who loves us unconditionally. It don't matter how much you messed up, or where you've been, God still loves you. That's the kind of God we serve. This second truth that we unpack today, that he gave his only begotten son. Here the word tells us that it's all about love. For he gave his only, one and only son. God loves us so much that he was willing, without anyone pushing him, prodding him, or threatening him, he gave his one and only son. God loves us so much that he was willing to let go of himself, be wrapped in flesh, live among sinners, liars, backstabbers, con artists, killers, thieves, haters, all manner of sin. Why? Because he loves us. God loved us so much that he was willing to give it all. He gave his son just for you and just for me. Jesus, he came and did it for all of us. Why? Because it's about love. When we do so much, when we do so much for the ones we love, we'll do anything. But the truth be told, there's not too much that we can do. Why? Because we don't have the power to save anybody. Because we need salvation ourselves. God loves us. He gave us his son to save us who are unworthy of the gift of his son. But it's all about love. You know, God loves us so much that it doesn't matter where we've been or what we've done if we will surrender our life unto him. He's not like us. We love some people, but God loves everybody. We love the ones we think are about something, but God loves the beggar. He loves the liar. He loves the homeless, the murderer, the Republican, and the Democrat too. Yes, God loves the rich and the famous. We love the rich and the famous, but God loves the poor and the downtrodden too. We love the elites, the movers and the shakers. But God loves the disenfranchised, the folks who live in projects and ghettos too. Why? Because it's about love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whatever we need, he would provide. Whatever we desired in our hearts, if we gave our lives over to him, he would supply. We serve a God who can do anything but fail. And that takes us into our third and final point that we unpack for you on today. That's whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The gift is free, but it does have a requirement. You must believe and you must confess with your mouth. Last week, Pastor preached on the subject of believing. So often we desire things and we want things such as love and peace and joy, but we don't believe that we can really have them. The only one who can really supply them, we either don't believe in him or believe that he's able to do what he said he could do. So what do we see right now? What we see right now, maybe we don't see the blessing right now, but that doesn't mean the blessing isn't coming. So what if what you're believing God for is impossible? We serve the God of impossibilities. So what if others tell you that it isn't true? Your faith tells you it's so because God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should confess. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. We serve a God who knows, who tells us that it's all about love. Not only did he tell us, but he demonstrated in what he did. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, it's all about love. Every day we live our being and have our being in Christ. So, Lord, the Lord has given everything unto us. Every day that we wake up and see a new day and the world in which we live, we are awakened by God. No, it was not your alarm clock. No, it was not a member of your family, because they could have came in the room and shook you and you're not moved. It was God who woke you up this morning. And what you see belonged to him. Because God loves us so much, he gave his son to secure a place for us in eternity, a place where we would be with him forever. Because God loved us so much, he gave us his assurance in his word that we could stand on it, so that no one could rob you of your joy, of your peace, and of your love. Like love is like anything else. The more you give, the more you get. If you give hate, you'll receive hate. If you give compassion, you'll receive compassion. It may not come from the one who gave it to you, but it will come back to you. The more you give, the more you receive. It's all about love. As I close today, this sermon, which is It's All About Love, the season for which we are celebrating. Christmas is about Christ. It's not about the gifts, although those are lovely. And I, too, buy gifts. I love seeing the light on people's face when I give a gift. But God, who is the light of the world, want to see the light in us that we believe in him. I close with this story I read on the internet. I used to delete them, but I've taken the time now to really hear what's being said, because there's some truth in some of these stories. At least there's a measure of truth in them. This story was written as a metaphor of the work that Jesus did on the cross. This story, which many of you have probably read, which you have heard someone talk about, was about a man and his son. This man, who was a switchman for the railroad, he loved his son. He had one son, one little boy. His son loved trains. He loved to go to work with his father. And on this particular day, he said, "Daddy, can I go to work with you today?" At first, the father thought about it, and he said, "No, I don't think you should go with me to work today." But the little boy just kept asking his father, and then his father said, "Okay, I'll let you come to work with me." So they went off to his job, and the man worked in a booth where he could see the trains going and coming. He was a switchman that switched the tracks for the railroad. As he was in the booth, and the little boy was laughing with gleam and excitement as he saw the trains going and coming. The traffic of the train started to get so heavy that the father took his eye off of his son and put his full attention on his job. He was watching the trains moving back and forth. Just as he was looking out, a train was coming, and as the train was coming, the engineer began to blow the horn of the train. Toot, toot, toot. The man in the booth was like, "What is wrong? I don't see anything wrong." So he radioed into the man, the engineer of the train. The engineer said to the man in the booth, "What?" The man said, "Why are you blowing your horn?" He said, "I'm blowing my horn because there's a little boy on the tracks." As he looked out, he saw his son standing on the tracks. It was at this moment the engineer said to him, "If you switch this train track right now, this train is going to topple over on the mountainside and 500 plus people are going to die. If you don't switch these train tracks, that little boy out there on the tracks is going to die." The man had to make a decision, and he had to make it quick. As he looked at the situation in front of him, he realized that if he didn't switch the tracks, 500 would live and one would die. The one was his son. Just like Jesus, just like the Father had to make on that day that Jesus hung from the cross. He said, "If I don't let my son die, so many others will die. I will give up the life of my son so that many would live." You see, it's all about love. Jesus came to give up his life as a ransom for our sins. Yes, on that day, that father had to make a decision. God didn't want to beat his son in the way that he was beaten. God didn't want to see his son suffer, but he knew that had Jesus not come, we would be lost forever. And so I say to you this morning that it's about love. It's about love that God gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe would not perish but have everlasting life. It's about love this morning, people. Christmas is about the birth of our Savior. He's the one who came to be the ultimate gift so that none would be lost. If you're lost, it's your fault. It's not because someone didn't give you the gift of life. Jesus came to give it all. He came to give it all. He came. Do you know that he was his only begotten son, that he sacrificed it all? He gave his son that we might have eternal life. God gave the ultimate gift of all times. There is no toy. There is no car. There is no diamond ring. There's no piece of clothes you can put on your back that could ever measure to Jesus Christ. He's an everlasting gift. He never goes out of style. He never breaks. He never loses his value or his power. It's free. It's the best gift that you will ever receive. You don't have to worry about returning it. You don't have to worry about replacing it or regifting it, because it never loses its power. It's yours and it's mine for free. It's all about love, y'all. I don't know if you got it yet, but it's all about love. He gave it all that we might be free. Don't let Satan tell you that nobody loves you, because the Lord loves you. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. Some of us in here got some sons. I wonder if we had to make the choice, what would it be? God didn't think about it twice. He planned it from the beginning. From Genesis, he said, Jesus would come. Right through the books of the Bible, every prophet spoke of it. He said he would come to set us free. If you are here today, and God the Holy Spirit has empowered you to believe that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But you have yet not received Jesus as your personal Savior. This is your opportunity.